My name is Peyton Camden, and I'm a meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in Springfield, Missouri. So where we're at with precip in West Plains right now, the 2025 month-to-date rainfall total is 1.16 inches. The year that had the record wettest August was 2013, when West Plains saw 10.62 inches of rain in the month of August, and the record driest was 2004, where only 0.04 of an inch were recorded. So for 2025, we are 1.91 inches below our normal. So some of the impacts that we've been seeing, there's a platform called the Condition Monitoring Observer Report, where farmers can report the impacts that they're seeing from drought. And so we're always soliciting feedback from these Condition Monitoring Observer Reports. You can just give it a quick search and it'll come up. You'll be able to submit exactly what you're seeing outside your window. So these reports have indicated that the drought impacts in the area right now are primarily reduced feed for livestock and less water in area ponds. The other thing is that this drought and increased dryness means that fuels like grass are more prone to creating a secondary fire weather season. So increasing the fire weather potential is common when we have drought conditions present in the fall. Temperatures are anticipated over the next 6 to 10 days to be, we have a 51% chance of seeing below normal temperatures, and those cooler temperatures could help prevent some of the water from being evaporated out of vegetation, which might be able to combat some of those drought impacts just a little bit.